2017 World Credit Union Conference in lovely Vienna. And look who I ran into, Shelley McDade. How are you, Shelley?
I am wonderful.
Good. I like to hear that. I like the sound of that. How's the show going for you so far?
It's excellent. Yeah. I've been actually involved in two sessions, one for young leaders and one for small credit unions.
Oh, I heard about the Small Credit Union Forum. I've heard a lot of good things about that one. So
Good. Yeah. I think it was an experiment for them, and now they're starting to see from our first one how they can grow it and probably maybe make it even bigger and better going forward.
I think that's a great idea. That's a great idea. You want to talk about credit union collaboration and what it looks like today. What does it look like? We were talking about the before the recording that it's getting more and more complex.
Yes.
Please divulge.
Well, I think as our operating environment becomes far more complex, I think so does the need to collaborate, and so does the type of collaboration become more complex. So if you look back 5 years, we were all excited when we agreed to buy things together, and that was a good thing, and that's still a good thing. Now we're looking at how do we build companies together that actually do business lines or, you know, provide the service that business lines do. How do we look at businesses that maybe do processing for us? How do we build scale and scope? One of the things that I think, it didn't really come up in the small credit union one today, but it's there's one of our small credit union participants today. I'm good. How are you?
We're just chatting.
We're actually on live stream.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're live.
Look at that. I don't see myself. Oh, over
and
there.
And this is Mira. She was one of the
I'm
panelists.
I'm Mira from New York University Credit Union.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you.
And we were all talking today about innovative and interesting things you can do as a small credit union to sustain yourself, remain independent, and actually knock it out of the park. Like not just survive, but thrive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I like that.
Because it's everything is in comparison. She says she's small credit union, but she's 550 million. I'm real small credit union. I'm 21 million.
There's a little bit of difference there.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
A little bit of difference.
But, you know, but I think one of the things that we get hooked on is, well, that's your size and that's this size and whatever. And my message to everyone out there is, let's try and move the size out of the radar screen.
Good idea.
And let's get straight on a few things. We need to serve our members together. We need to do a great job of it. We need to have great financials. We need to have great technology. We need
and
to have great projects.
Innovative.
So guess what?
Yeah.
It's not about size.
Yeah.
One of the major collaborations I work within right now is I think I'm the third smallest. I'm edging up to 600 million. There's one about 350, one about 2, and there's one at 3 billion. But I guess here's the interesting part. When we come together, we represent 10.5 billion, which makes us one of the larger credit unions in our country.
Yeah.
Voice, scale, influence, you know, culmination of capital, ability to invest. And then the other cool thing is that we're bringing all of our talent and our expertise from those various organizations to innovate and create. So people are getting an opportunity to explore aspects of their career they might never have been able to.
Oh, good point,
We're being able to retain people that might have been getting a little bit bored in their job and looking for alternatives. We're building strong networks for the future of collaboration. And we've got a lot of projects going on right now. I think we have something like 16 project streams.
Goodness.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
And
that's
just
good, though, you know?
And we're
that means progress.
And we're planning our budget for next year, and that plan is pretty aggressive, so we'll have to see what we can take on. But I think, you know, I think the hard thing about collaboration is understanding very clearly up front, what is it that I'm prepared to sacrifice? What can I give up? Because once you're really clear on that, then you're in a position where you can walk into any discussion with any group and say, okay, those the pieces you're talking about, I'm prepared to take those on. And I think, you know, all credit unions are going to have to go to that dark room and really assess their values and say, what can we give up in order to collaborate to be the best we can for our members? And you know what? At Sunshine, we have never given up our strategies. We've never given up our connection to our members or our communities. Our members still see us as the complete independent provider of their services in our community. But meanwhile, I'm working with about 20 other credit unions in the background to deliver what they want every day.
Collaboration.
That's something they don't see.
Collaboration is the future. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. With us, we just... I didn't mean to.
No, oh, come on! Yeah. More the merrier.
Yeah. We, I partnered with big, more than $4 billion credit union, and I'm only 21 million, but I'm a New York University. There's lots of faculty and students, and I decided, you know, we can serve them. We can provide the real estate mortgages, which is the highest, you know, demand, and student loans, and we can consolidate student loan, student loans. We can give student loans. We can also do student loan consolidation. So I found one credit union who would buy my loans. I originate and a system is online. People apply online, underwriting everything back office they do. So I don't have to spend a penny. They have already systems in place. Everything is in place. All process is online. I get fees by for selling. I get to service them. And last year, guess how much fees, how much income I made in fees? $414,983 or something like this, almost like $415,000
in fees. Mira has taken the number one role out of my page of book about collaboration. Look upstream.
Yep.
Look upstream.
Yep.
Look for partners that want the same things you do, might be a little more sophisticated, because you're both going to learn from the process. They're going to gain your capital to help make investments they want, and hopefully you're going to learn from them about some of the journeys they've been on.
Yeah, so you guys can all meet at a point upstream.
Mira's done absolutely the right thing. She said, I'm 21 million, I'm going to need to look upstream. And you did
a
great
job. In the beginning, they didn't realize how much volume they're going to get, so there was a some hiccups in the beginning, but then they actually created four clerks and one manager who will be just serving applications coming from my credit union to make sure everything is seamless. So my members are happy. They don't have to know what's happening in the back. They're happy. The other credit union is happy. Their loan portfolio is growing. And I'm happy because I'm serving all my members.
And they're remaining cooperatives and they're remaining independent.
Exactly.
And they've both got their own sets of strategies.
Yep.
So it's an excellent example.
So the importance of it right now, though, because you mentioned how complex it is, but how all this stuff is working in the background. What's the importance? I know it's an obvious question. But from your perspective, the importance here of this more complex collaboration.
Well, I just came back from a week in Italy where we studied cooperatives for 6 days.
Wow.
And we visited 10 cooperatives. Some of them were financial institutions, some of them weren't. And what struck me about the Italian system was that cooperatives are layered into every aspect of their society. They're in the cultural elements, they're in the religious elements, they're in the economic elements, they're in the social elements. And government actually spends a lot of time in legislation to really support cooperatives. And you look at a country like Italy right now who may be struggling with some of its economics, that cooperative structure is critically important to them. It does everything from run social services to make cheese or make wine. They use the cooperative model to build all these things out and distribute them and get the very best price for their members of their cooperative. So that's a pretty big scale. And I think it's critical for us to cooperate because that scale is becoming more and more important to our financial statements and to our operations. The other part of scale that's critical is this whole digital journey that we've all got to build and go on. It's expensive, it's long, it's complicated. I don't think anyone can do it on their own.
So we need to be together.
Absolutely.
Power, there's power in togetherness.
Absolutely. I think the more credit union gets together and collaborate, that's the key to their sustainability, survival. And instead of, you know, mourning and saying, well, we are small, it's so difficult to survive, I think we all have to get together now. Another thing I'm trying to do right now, I don't know, hopefully I will be successful. I'm trying to get several credit unions together to look for the core system because I have a great core system, but it's so expensive and I don't have any negotiating power because we are so small. So I'm trying to get lots, you know, I don't want to leave my core system. I just want to have people, the other credit union who's in my courses,
and share it.
Get together, and negotiate and have something that we all can share.
I have a small CUSO doing that now, and it makes a huge difference.
And I really wanted that.
These vendors, you know, they've got businesses they've got to run to, and so, you know, it can be very difficult for a smaller credit union to negotiate with these large vendors. But I see time and time again when they see the size and volume of potential revenue and the size of that voice, they tend to become much more collaborative themselves.
Absolutely.
You know?
Exactly.
If seven of us comes together, for example, I pay, you know, I pay $30,000 per month for my system, right? $360,000. If seven credit unions, we're gonna say, if you're not gonna, you know, negotiate the price, we're gonna leave. Now it's a real substantial amount of money they're gonna lose. So I'm really hoping, and I'm going online and trying to encourage others. Let's get together. When is your contract expires? I have 2 more years to go, but this is my biggest challenge right now.
All right, guys. Hang on a second. One more question.
Okay.
One more question, because it sounds like you guys have been giving a lot at this conference, and I've spoken to a lot of speakers and presenters and stuff, and they're giving, giving, giving. And this is kind of like one of my final questions. What do you guys want to take back from this conference, from your credit union? Obviously, we're coming out of each of our countries' shells, so to speak, and we get to like talk to other people from other countries and kind of brainstorm what's working, what's not working. What are you guys learning here? What do you want to take back?
I think a lot of what I'm seeing is validation that we're on the right track. Mm-hmm. That the speed and pace and importance that we're placing on the investments we're making, we're bang on. We're seeing a lot of information being shared here around the digital environment, around the management of data, around cybersecurity. And so I'm hearing snippets of information about that that I might not have heard. But most importantly, it's being validated. The train is coming at a very fast pace towards us, and we really need to move. Okay. As quickly as we can.
All right. Mary, you want to add anything?
Yeah, I think the same message. And also I think that, you know, we only can survive, doesn't matter if we're big and small, only survive by supporting each other. I think the small, big credit unions also should support, you know, small credit unions.
Yeah.
Same
yeah.
thing what we're doing. And to do more of the grassroots and promote the credit union, because obviously banks are going crazy trying to suppress the credit union movement, and the credit unions are disappearing so rapidly. So I think we should stay together and
advocacy.
Get stronger.
Advocacy.
Absolute
advocacy.
Mr. Ryan Donovan would be the guy to talk to for that. So from CUNA. So yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for Mira. Thank you for stepping in and a little impromptu.
I didn't realize. I just
more than Mary. That's what you say, Shelly. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much. I enjoy talking to you. And Mira, thank you again for stopping in.
So
thanks,
much.
Guys.
Thank you.